Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kulang ang dokumento, hindi sapat ang show money, walang malakas na home ties. Naku, ilan lang yan sa mga sinasabing posibleng dahilan kung bakit hindi na-aproba ng visitor visa sa Australia. Kaya naman sa episode na ito ng trabaho, visa at iba pa, kukonsulta tayo sa isang migration expert para malaman natin ang karaniwang rason ng visitor visa refusal at paano nga ba ito maiiwasan.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
At para bigyan tayo ng kaalaman kaugnay sa Australian Visitor Visa, kasama natin ang isang registered migration agent at ang direktor at principal migration consultant ng SEEK Migration, Ms. Elaine Kagiwa. Magandang araw, Ms. Elaine.
Magandang araw, TJ.
Ayan, yung mga nakakarang episode, pinagkwentuhan natin ng Australian Visitor Visa application, gayon din yung mga conditions. Ngayon naman, ito yung pinaka-nakakatakot, ayaw natin pag-usapan, pero kailangan para sa mga kababayan natin. Maraming tanong kapag na-deny o na-refuse ang visa. Pwede, bago natin simulan, ipagpatuloy mga common questions, Ms. Elaine, pwede mo bang ipaliwanag lang, ano ba yung visitor visa refusal dito sa Australia at gano'n ito kadalas na nangyayari?
I have heard of an increase in refusals for visitor visa. And the most common reason talaga is GTE, also known as Genuine Temporary Entrant Requirement. Basically, hindi naniniwala yung immigration na uuwi sila after the visit.
Ano ba yung bawa sample na genuine na, na hindi ka genuine, ibig sabihin, ano ba yung sample niya? Halimbawa ba, kulang yung pera mo, kulang yung show money mo, yan, isa ba yan sa ano, i-issue?
It's definitely taken into account kasi overall picture yan eh. So they'll have a look at your circumstances back home. So your financial status, your employment status, yeah, so it's, kumbaga, they'll look at your life back home. They'd look at what potentially your life would be like in Australia. Do you still have incentive or gusto mo pa bang umuwi after?
Ano ba yung karaniwang nagiging dahilan na hindi ka, wala kang connection sa Pilipinas? Maaari ba na, number one, yung trabaho mo, hindi ba ganun ka-establish? Isa ba yun sa pwedeng issue?
Yes, in a matter of employment, they even assess kung ano yung job mo. Right? And your income, potential income. And sometimes nagre-refuse sila because yes, you're employed, yes, you have a job, but your salary is this. So it's not really an incentive. Or you have just started, so you haven't really shown commitment. Or those na nag-a-apply ng longer stay. For example, magli-leave ka sa work mo pero mag-a-ask ka ng 12 months for a tourist visa. So they question your commitment to your work.
Yung payslip, minsan ba dapat i-provide ko yung the entire month or 2 months? Meron bang kung ilan dapat?
Actually, no. So kung may certificate of employment na clearly states when you started and what your role is, kahit isang payslip, okay na ako. Because it just shows your income already anyway.
Yung income lang naman ang kailangan mapatunayan doon.
Yeah. We're not trying to prove the period of employment on the payslip. Just how much you're earning. And then for the period of employment, doon dadating si COE, Certificate of Employment.
Meron din bang potential impact yung mga travel history mo?
It definitely is a plus. And it's one of the questions I ask if you have traveled before. Kasi it shows previous immigration compliance, na umalis ka ng bansa at bumalik ka pa rin. So it also demonstrate your home ties, that you went back, right? It also helps when you go to not so much other Asian countries, but other countries na kailangan din mag-visa application. So if they approved you. So yes, it does help a lot, I must say.
Paano kung wala? Palagi mo ba mababa yung chance? Halimbawa, first time mo lalabas?
Not a deal breaker naman. Yes, it is a plus kung may travel history ka, but we can make other documents stronger, right? So what I normally do is pag naglalodge ako ng visitor visa on behalf of clients, I also provide a supporting submission just outlining all of the reasons why I think they qualify for the visitor visa. So kung walang travel history, it's okay. We can look at other documents that we can present.
Balikan ko dun sa home ties kanina. No? So pag-usapan natin yung financial and also yung employment. May mga commitments din, di ba? Nabanggit mo nung nakaraang episode natin, yung mga pets, di ba? Yung mga responsibilities mo or commitments mo sa Pilipinas. Paano halimbawa kung ikaw ay wala namang kamag-anak o minsan mag-isa, bawa mag-isa ka or baka meron ka lang parents, nakaka-affect ba 'yon sa ano mo sa again sa visa application mo?
Yes, I have seen them cited in some of the visitor visa refusals. Na wala silang ties back home. So for example, yung meron silang family but they're all in Australia. So yeah, that does affect it. Although in policy, case officers, yung manual nila, it actually says that they shouldn't, right, discriminate against people because they have family here.
Yeah.
But if they don't have family back home, then who's your ties back home, you know? So that's when you need to show, you know, assets, properties, cars, pets. Minsan exchange na kami kahit ano just present, because immigration do not know you as a person. They only know you through documents, right? And so minsan nga a lot of clients, they come to me na DIY previous refusal bago sila nag-agent. And lacking yung documents, and I can see why that it's been refused, because they don't know you. They can only judge you by what you can present to them. So you can relodge.
So i-relodge mo, pero kumpletuhin mo na at yung mga mas maganda na oversharing kesa kesa kulang.
Yeah, ano? Pati ba naman picture ng aso ko, grabe naman to si Ma'am Elaine. It doesn't, you know, hurt.
Right. Lalo na kung tawag dito, makakatulong talaga dun sa application na yon. At ito sa mga isang ilang bagay na banggit mo na, no, yung incomplete or kulang na mga dokumento. Anong karaniwan na sa experience mo, as personal experience na mga kliyente?
You'll be surprised. It's actually their bank accounts or bank certificate. Yung nag-invite sa kanila, they have presented a bank certificate and they have, you know, $100,000. So I'm good. But no, it's actually the onus is on the visa applicant to show that they have funds. Yes, it's good that, you know, that your sponsor has funds and they provided it and they made on the invitation letter, sinabi nila na, I will pay for all your expenses in Australia. You don't need to worry about accommodation. That's great. But it will still be refused because the onus or the responsibility is on the visa applicant to have something in their name. So it is actually the most common for me.
Grabe yun,
yeah,
DIY. Parang, minsan pa ang ginagawa, may mga kilala ko na ilan mga work announce na ginagawa, binilalagyan ng amount yung bank account. Halimbawa, babalik na lang yun after ma-approve. Parang ganun yung nangyayari, no? Ilan yan sa mga and ano yung payo mo sa ganun na ginagawa?
It's fine, you know, like if they have like a bank account and they want, you know, funds for the trip and they're being sponsored for that trip. And so your sponsor says, okay, I will give you money so that you have funds to, you know, cover your trip. That's okay. At least we have something to present as well.
Ano yung mga pwedeng gawin ng isang tourist visa applicant para, hindi ma-reduce yung risk na ma-refuse yung visa application?
You know, I mentioned earlier na I feel like there is a spike or increase in refusals lately. And it was because I've been getting a lot of consults regarding people na nag-DIY. And then na-refuse, tsaka pa lang sila mag-agent. Or nag-DIY, refuse twice before sila mag-agent. So look, if you want to DIY, that's okay. But my payo will be at least do a consultation with an agent. You don't need to get them to do your whole application if you can't. But at least consult so that they can understand your situation and give you ideas on how to prove your GTE. It's all about the GTE. But yeah, so prepare your documents. It needs to be complete before submitting. Really show that you have a very strong incentive to go home. Think about your own story and your own situation, right? And ako ano pa yung mapapresent mo. For example, you're looking after your elderly parents. You know, maybe you'd want to show evidence that you are in the same address as your parents. Maybe you'd want to provide medical record of your parent na inaalagaan mo back home. And that is your ties, right? So it can really vary depending on each situation. I wish there was just like a generic thing that I can say, submit this, but I need to learn your story, your life, and tailor it as to what you can provide based on your situation.
Halimbawa, na-refuse na, nako, ano ba yung pwedeng gawin? Ano yung ginagawa na maaari bang umapila, number one, or dapat ba mag-apply na lang uli? Ano yung mga dapat gawin? Halimbawa, ma-refuse?
The good thing about tourist visa is if you get refused, don't sweat. You can always reapply. Wala namang limit, right? But ang payo ko lang dyan is kung mag-reapply ka, please, do not reapply with the same exact documents because it will yield the same results. Because you can imagine sa immigration, a case officer has made a decision and then you apply for another and it goes to a different case officer. para ma-overstep niya yung decision ng colleague niya, right? Mm. You know, if it's the same exact documents, you need to provide more documentation. And if you do reapply, there is a question there that asks, have you ever had a visa refuse? Mm. Please say yes. You know, there's been mistakes of people have said no, even though they've had a refusal. So please, because it's the way the question is worded. Have you ever had a visa refused? So they're like, oh, but I never had a visa, you know. So it's the so tricky. Just read it carefully, trick question, and on there address why you were refused the first time and why you should be approved this time. So this is what I do when I relodge for clients with DIY. You know, oh, we there was insufficient documents to prove that this, and now we are now presenting this for reconsideration. Look, there is an appeal option if you have close relatives in Australia, right? So as a visa applicant, you can appeal. Do I recommend it? Definitely not. Mm. Because the appeal process, it's about a year, costs a lot of money. So it's like $3,500 plus. And again, it's a year.
Ang haba. Yeah. Mag-apply ka na lang ng panibago.
Apply na lang ng panibago because that's what's going to happen at appeal anyway, right? They'll have a look at what you submitted in your application, what additional documents you can submit this time around to overturn the decision of immigration. So you can do it the same way as a relodgement too.
Tama ba? Makakatanggap ka ng refusal letter? Halimbawa, yes. Refuse. Naka-detailed ba dun kung bakit ka na-refuse?
Yes. So the refusal letter will have another page attached to it called decision record. And that will outline kung ano iniisip ng case officer. Bakit nag-decision siya ng ganon? Mm. And sometimes they can go as detailed as, you know, I looked at this document, but I looked at your payslip, but your salary is only this. Or, you know, they can be detailed, but some can just be a template. Looking at all the documents that you provided, there's insufficient proof that you intend to go back. It can be as generic as that. So it depends on the case officer.
Nabanggit mo na marami ka ng tips na nabanggit at mga payo, pero pangkabuuan lang sa mga kababayan nating na-refuse at na, ano ba yung number one, paano maiwasan yung mga generic na pwedeng gawin? At pangalawa, ano naman yung dapat gawin? Paano wag malulungkot na ba ako dahil madidepress na ba ako dahil na-refuse ako? Ano naman yung pwedeng gawin? Panghuli sa'yo, Ms. Elaine.
Okay, so to avoid a refusal, again, I cannot stress, immigration does not know you or your life in person. They're only going to assess it based on the documents that you provide. So the stronger the documents, the better. I would suggest that you even write a letter, you know, stating your situation and why you need to go back home. It's something that I do for my clients because sometimes even the documents are not self-explanatory. So a cover letter, your invitation letter, and your home ties.
Ito talagang yun ang mga malalaking bagay. Maraming salamat sa pagsama ngayong araw, Ms. Elaine.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Nako, thank you so much. At napakinggan po natin si ang Director at Principal Migration Consultant ng Seek Migration na si Ms. Elaine Cagiwa. Pero paalala po, ang mga impormasyon at paliwanag sa podcast na ito ay para sa pangkalahatang gabay lamang. Para sa payong angkop sa inyong sitwasyon, mangyari pong kumonsulta sa isang legal expert, registered migration agent sa Australia, o bisitahin ang website ng Department of Home Affairs.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.